With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Another powerful storm system could cause even more flooding and mudslides rolling across Southern California. Authorities have issued evacuation warnings in mountain towns and warned of possible high surf conditions along the coast. Forecasters say the region could experience its wettest Christmas time in years, and still more rain is likely. Heavy rain and gusty winds blamed for at least two deaths thus far. President Trump says the United States launching a deadly strike against Islamic State forces in Nigeria. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
In a Christmas evening announcement, the president said he directed the military strikes against ISIS for targeting and viciously killing primarily innocent Christians. He wrote on social media that he had previously warned the terrorists there would be consequences if they did not stop the slaughtering of Christians. The military strikes came after the U.S. recently designated Nigeria a country of particular concern under the International Religious Freedom Act. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Authorities in Turkey's largest city engaging in an ongoing counterterrorism operation.
Istanbul police have launched simultaneous raids at 124 locations, detaining over 100 suspected members of the militant Islamic State group. The raids took place on Thursday. Authorities say the suspects were allegedly planning attacks against Christmas and New Year's celebrations. The Istanbul Public Prosecutor's Office said the militant group had issued a call for action against non-Muslims during these celebrations.
Warrants have been issued for 137 suspects. There are 115 detained so far. Officers seized firearms, cartridges, and a number of documents. This is SRN News. America's Hispanic congregations are indeed growing.
According to a new poll released by Lifeway Research, a lot of new Latino-majority churches are springing up around the country, and while they are small, they won't be for long. The average Hispanic congregation starts with about 30 members, but by year 8, that number has increased to nearly 100. Half of the new churches are in three states with the most Latino people, Texas, Florida, and California. Michael Harrington reporting.
A pro-life group planning to spend big on midterms 2026. A lot will be at stake, including control of Congress, and SBA Pro-Life America wants to be sure the winners are those who will protect unborn babies. The organization plans to spend $80 million promoting pro-life candidates around the nation. The focus will include Iowa, Michigan, Georgia, and North Carolina. This is SRN News. Authorities in Delaware have identified a heroic state trooper who was shot and killed this week at a motor vehicle office. Here's Rich Thomason with the story.
34-year-old Corporal Matthew Ty Snook was working overtime on Tuesday when he was shot. Authorities say Snook pushed an employee to safety before being shot again. He later died at the hospital, as did the gunman, who was shot by another officer. Snook, a Delaware native and University of Maryland grad, was a trooper for 10 years. He's survived by his wife and a 1-year-old daughter. Rich Thomason reporting.
Two biggest credit card companies reporting 4% growth in U.S. holiday retail sales. Visa and MasterCard releasing the figures showing that consumers largely shrugged off their economic worries. More details, srnnews.com.